Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host. This is Seth. Some of y'all know me as brother. Some of y'all know me as cousin. Some of y'all know me as father. Hopefully Josiah and Lydia is listening. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. But tonight we're going to have a lot of fun talking about with the family, how to enrich this family. And y'all got to forgive me. The music didn't start that normally starts, so I don't know why that is. Blog Talk dropped the ball sometime. And anyway, we'll go ahead and start without that. Actually, I'll play it here in a second, but just want to thank everybody for your time tonight. Thank y'all for stopping by. You didn't have to do it. You could have been doing so many other things tonight. I want to wish everybody that celebrate Christmas a happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is the season for Christ, about Christ, who he is, why he came, lived, died, rose, and left, and is to return. So hopefully y'all got that in with among you, exchanging gifts and everything. So I just want to again wish everybody a Merry Christmas again, those that celebrate it. Also, I want to let everybody know that tonight we will be featuring, as we call it, spotlighting a elder again tonight. It was supposed to be baby sister, but it's Christmas, and I don't expect, you know, a lot of people to be able to get away for Christmas. Baby sister had a lot of company coming in from out of town, she had said, and so that's why she's not with us tonight. So we planned this at the Christmas banquet, and she was excited about coming on, but then we both didn't realize it was Christmas. So anyway, she is going to join us next week. So guess what we're going to do this week in place of baby sister's absence? We are going to talk about the elder that's going to be spotlighted is the one and only Irene Booker Rhymes, my mother. Now, I know y'all say, well, she's not here. I know, and I just got this wild idea. Since, again, baby sister couldn't be here, to go ahead and call Donna and call my brothers and sisters and see if tonight, Christmas 2011, if they just wanted to not, they wanted to just sit around and talk about just the different things that Mama meant to us over the years and who she was. In other words, put the spotlight on her even though she's not here. Who says somebody have to be here to be remembered? So that is what is happening tonight. We are going to spotlight again Irene Booker Rhymes. And I just want to thank everybody again for those of you that showed up early for the show, those of you that's already in the chat room, people on the phone lines. Remember, if you're on the phone line and you want to comment on this show, you have got to press 1. You don't press 1, I won't know you have a question or comment, okay? If you're in the chat room and you want to comment, you first got to log on to Blog Talk Radio, create a profile. It won't take you but about 3 minutes, and then you can comment. That's if you want to, but a lot of y'all are so shy, you just would rather just listen, and that's fine too, okay? Later on, you're going to want to say something, I'm sure, as the show progressing and we get more people listening, these chat rooms get very, very interesting. So anyway, everybody that showed up on time tonight, I want to thank you. It's very important you show up on time, because in the future, when we get more people involved, it'll be very important that you show up on time, because we'll be getting a lot of people calling in, hopefully. That's the goal of the show, to get the family involved, calling in with different news information, just different things, and you don't want to miss out. So it's always good to be on time, especially for online activities, because you can miss out. So what I'm going to do I'm going to go ahead and play our theme song that didn't come up for some reason. I don't know what happened here, but yeah, I'm looking at it. So we'll just go ahead and do this the right way that we normally do it. Then when it's done, I'll come back and we'll begin the show the way we normally do it, okay? So again, I just want to thank everybody for stopping by. I know y'all have so much to do, and you could have been doing so many other things tonight. So again, we have people already on the phone lines and in the chat room. Hold on a second. Yeah, phone lines and in the chat room, so I want to thank you for that. And y'all just be patient with me as I get this, as I upload our theme song. Here we go. All right, so after this song, we'll be back and we'll start the show.
Get up. Lord, have mercy. You ready for it?
You can hear me come.
God's people, it's time to let's get it. This is it. Let it breathe.
Thank you, everybody, for your time. You all listen to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. We've been doing this now for about, I guess we've done about 5 shows. Still a brand new show. I'm trying to get all the family to listen and to understand that this is their network, their show. It won't happen unless they make it happen. And unless they call in and give in the information, the kind of information we've been talking about. And I'll go over that in a second, exactly what we're trying to do here. But for those of y'all listening on your phones, okay, and you want to go online and maybe chat in the chat room, or you just want to listen from your computer and you don't want to keep holding your phone and putting on speaker and all that, you want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. Once you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, you want to type a slash, the number 5. Then underscore, smooth, underscore, stones. You have to type it just like I said, at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/5, the number 5, underscore. That's not the dash, it's the underscore. Smooth, underscore, stones. When you get to that page, just scroll down and you see live show. Click on it and it'll come through your computer. Okay, and you can just put away your phone. If you want to chat in the chat room, in other words, you want to type back and forth to people, you have got to register. All you need to do is just give them any old fake name. Don't give them your real name. Nobody's online. Just give them a code name you want to go by. And that's all. I think it's just a name, and that's it. And it'll log you into the chat room by that name. You have got to do that if you're going to chat, okay? And the goal is of this show is to get people involved, chatting, and even posting links. Some of y'all got websites. Some of y'all got Facebook pages. Some of y'all got YouTube pages. Some of y'all got MySpace pages. The goal of this show is to get y'all involved. Like I say, I even need people to host this show from time to time because really I can't afford and don't have the time to do this every single week. So I've asked different people in the family, you know who you are, you know, Martin, I'm calling you out, but Marcus and just a lot of different people I've asked to host. And so some of y'all thinking about it, well, keep on thinking about it. Let me know what you decide. And I know y'all going to do probably better than I'm doing, okay? But anyway, this is the Booker Douglas family and friends, not just family members, it's friends. Always need our friends to help us, okay? Network. This is a time for us to come together and post things like birthdays. You know, you can call this phone line, press 1, and just say, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I want to say, you know, we got an anniversary. We got a birthday here. Hey, I know of a place they're hiring. Just want to let my family know. Here's the number you call. What they're looking for is this. They pay this amount, okay? Or you may just want to testify, as long as it's brief, because this ain't no time to really be preaching. It's not designed for that. I mean, we definitely ain't running from a good word. If you got a good word, a good scripture, a good inspiration you want to share, hey, that is always welcome. But the show is not designed for you to preach for an hour. It's just not designed for that. It's designed for you to call in, you want to shout out, you got a testimony, you got a word for the family. Do it all day long. That's what we're all about. Even if you got something funny, you got a joke, and it's a clean joke, share it. If you know some history, some you learn, and again, just as long as it's kind of short where other people can call in as well, okay? This show is so much for the family. Let me tell you why I'm pushing this whole thing. Some of y'all probably think I'm trying to push my own name. I got better things to do, just so y'all know for the record. I actually paper blog talk and have some extra time, and so I say, well, what better thing to do than to just put the family on for this little extra time I got? So I'm using my extra time. I pay for other shows I do, which I'm not talking about right now. I'm not going to bring none of those up. But I got this extra time, and I figured I'd let the family use it, and we can help each other. Maybe in the future we get a family blog, and it won't have nothing to do with mine. And we can do more. But right now, we just got to start the wheel going. And so, like I said, the show is designed. This family's so big. It's gotten so big. People thinking the family don't care about them. And, you know, and it's not that. It's just that we're just so big. Everybody got their own life. I know I got enough life for my life and a few more people. I got, you know, a lot of things I'm trying to do with myself, and just like you, I mean, I'm sure you're busy with your children and everything going on in your relationship with the Most High, with the Father, and you just don't have time to be visiting everybody, calling everybody, and it's just not enough people, it's not enough time in the day to see everybody. So with this blog, 2 hours a week, you can call in and say hi to the family. You can hear different people talk. Chris Booker called, what was it, 2 shows ago from Belgium, talking like he across the room from us. And he just chimed into the subject and gave his little 2 cents. That was the show that Bobby Baylor actually did the, he was the Spotlight on the Elder. And for those of y'all that's listening for the first time, Spotlight on the Elder means, like I said, we had Bobby Baylor, or should I say Minister Bobby Baylor, had him on. And, we say Spotlight on the Elder because we are actually taking an hour. The second half of the show is 9 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. We take the second half and spotlight an elder. Why? Well, the obvious reason. They're elder, for one, and these people are over 60. That's just the age I pick, you know, because over 60. Okay, those are the older people in our family. And we listen to what they want to say, what they want to tell the family, what they want to share, things that we don't know about. And the very first show, Uncle Bud or Caleb Booker was on, Azalee, and Caleb Booker's son, oldest son. He shared a lot of information about the family that you're not going to get nowhere else other than listening to Caleb Booker on that show. So there's some things you're just not going to know unless you listen to that show. And then we had on Bobby Baylor. Minister Bobby Baylor came on, shared a lot of things about that we never knew about, just different aunts and mama even, Irene, Booker Rhymes, for those of y'all know who my mother is. And he just shared a whole new different perspective on a lot of that. Then we had on Gula B. Some of y'all know who in the world is Gula B. Well, Gula B is on the other side of the Booker family. For those of y'all that don't know, you know, as Dorothy Jean pointed out when she brought up let me just get my notes here because I don't really remember all the names to tell you the truth. Hester, which was Grandpa, should I say, father was named Eli Booker, and his father was named Gabriel, who was married to Hester Booker. And Dr. Jean did a good job going down, and she named every single body in his family. I don't think she missed nobody, really. I'm sure she probably did, but she did a good job. And so, as those of y'all that want to know who you're related to, listen to the very first show. She takes 20 minutes and names every single body in his family. I mean, who Irene kids is, who Aunt Naomi kids is, who just who Renee kids is, who everybody on her side. And so Gula B is her brother. So he was on the show. He talked about Caleb Booker. Some of y'all, we never heard the insight he had on Caleb Booker. You know, he wasn't around him a whole lot, but he was able to share the little times he was with and different things he picked up. And that's what it's all about. Now, do you need to listen to every show? No. I'm sure you got things to do. I know I have things to do. That's why I want other people to host the show, because I do have times where I would like to maybe not listen and do some other things. But there are times when I want to know about the family. I want to know who I'm related to. I want to know about these elders that may not be with us long. They may outlive us. Who knows? But to have them to do an interview, to listen to Aunt Robbie, and I'm kind of keeping Aunt Robbie and Aunt Naomi and Verna Mae for last, because I know everybody want to hear them, and I'm just kind of, some of these names we're not familiar with on our side of the family, and I think it's important that we interview some of these people that we don't hear from that often. But the Aunt Naomi, Aunt Robbie, Verna Mae for sure is coming, y'all, just so you know. Don't be thinking I'm ignoring them for some reason. We're doing it for a reason. We're strategizing here. We're trying to get to know people who we don't normally hear from that often. But anyway, this show is designed for that. And I'm only talking like this because some of y'all listen for the very first time, and I want you to know exactly what we are about. Those of y'all that are listening to every single show, I'm sorry that I have to go over these little, but again, we got a lot of first-time listeners. So, again, you listen to the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network, okay? And this is going to happen every single Sunday, Lord willing. And like I said, the second half is devoted to the elders. First half is devoted to news in the family, what's going on in the family, just anything y'all can think of. I'm telling y'all, this first hour is crucial, because you can let us know what's happening for the next 7 days until we meet again next week. Let us know who have birthdays next week. Let us know, hey, call so-and-so. Their number is blah, 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 blah. They're having a this. They're having a that. You know, these people are hiring. Y'all go here. Y'all go there. You know, and whatever you can think of. Right now, I can't. I went through the full list the first couple of shows. Now my mind is a little bit, I can't remember all the different things. Recipes is another one. That's one I forgot. If you got a good recipe you want to share with the family, do it. Call. Okay? Call. Let us know. Hey, I got this recipe, and I'm telling you, this is some good whatever. All right? But it's so much not about me, y'all. I promise you. I got better things to do. My ego don't need to be stroked that bad, because I know how the enemy does. He comes in and I always try to change stuff, think folks is trying to do stuff about themselves. And I don't know if y'all know it or not, but, well, hopefully you know that your uncle or your cousin or your brother or your whoever I am to you got better things to do. My heart is trying to bring this family together. I really don't have time to see everybody. I really don't have time to call everybody, but I'm really concerned about everybody, and I know you are too. So let's make this show happen. Simply call in. You can listen. I see you when you call in. I see you on the phone lines. I see you in the chat room. Right now, we already got people in the chat room. Okay? Everybody's showing guests. They don't have a name, and that's okay. You can still guess. But if you want to comment, you've got to go and register with Blog Talking. And it's free. They'll ask you, what is your name? And you just give them your name, and then they'll post that name, and you can chat. Okay? I know I'm repeating some things, but some of y'all are coming in a little later on. Now, tonight, we're going to spotlight, again, my mother, Irene Booker Rhymes. You might say, how are you going to spotlight Irene Booker Rhymes? She is not here, Seth. Well, I know that. And what we're going to do is invite her children to call in and give us some answers they think she would say if she was here. So we're going to interview my mother by way of interviewing her children. How about that? So having said that, I have Donna, I think, on the line. I think this is Donna. I'm going to bring her on. And let me see here. 817-291, you're on the air. Is this Donna? Hello? Is this Donna? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. That's I think that's Tanya. She might be just wanting to listen right now. So hold on, Tanya, if you want to comment, press 1. Hold on, let me go back to her. Tanya, are you there? Tanya, you there? Okay. I think Tanya's just listening. So let me go ahead and bring Donna on the phone. 940-498. I believe this is Donna. Donna, are you there on the air?
Yes, and I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, now Tanya looked like she just pressed 1 on her phone, so I think now she want to comment. Okay. Tanya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so everybody.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Seth. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this is my sister's, Tanya and Donna Morris, supposed to call in here in a little bit. He is going to talk about he got a little business going on the side, so we're going to hear from him and anybody else that want to call in and talk about whatever they got going on the side. But he'll call in here a little bit, and after he talk about that, then we'll start talking about Mama. Now, normally we do that at 10, and it's only 9:30, so we really got another 30 minutes before we actually start spotlighting the elder. But, you know, y'all can talk about whatever y'all want to. Let me just say this. Hold on a second. Mars, I see it now. Mars on call at 9:45. So we got about 15 minutes. So anyway, Tanya, I think this is your first time calling. Donna, I think this is your first time calling. And can y'all hear me okay, first of all, before I get to run in my mouth and y'all can't halfway hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, Just watch the noise in the background because sometimes it picks up real, real good on these lines. But anyway, this is Tanya, Irene's daughter, and Donna, Irene's oldest daughter. And when we say Irene, we're talking about Irene Booker Rhymes now. Many of y'all don't know this, but Irene Booker Rhymes, the reason why we say Rhymes is because she's married to Billy Rhymes. And I think Billy's going to be calling in, hopefully here in a little bit. He said he might, so we'll see. But we're not going to make him talk. He's just going to listen in unless he just want to. And, again, if you're on the phone lines and you want to comment, just press 1. I'll see your hand, and I'll bring you in. If you're in the chat room and you want to talk, just ask a question, okay? But remember, y'all can't be guests. You got to go in and register, okay? So, anyway, Tanya, Donna.
Yeah.
What do y'all think so far before we get into this talking about Mama, which we're going to do about 10 if y'all got that time, kind of time. Now, Tanya, I know you may have to run or something, so I'm going to let you do the talking at first. Donna, I think you're going to hang out with me, so I'm going to let Tanya actually go first because she might have to run. Right, Tanya?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Now, you're going to be all right, so you're going to be able to say, well, good, then we just hang out then. All right. So what y'all first of all think about this show? You think it's worth it? Do you think it's wasting time? I mean, just be honest. And by the way, everybody, I forgot to say this. I knew I should have wrote this stuff down. There's only one rule for this show, as long as I got anything to do with it. If somebody else want to take over and change it, fine. But right now there's only one rule that I ask. If I can ask anything, it ain't my show, but if I can ask one little rule, and that is we keep it positive. We've heard so much negative stuff about the family over the years, and I can go a lifetime without hearing any more. So that's why we had this show. We just want to hear positive things about the family right about now. Now, once we get stronger, we start calling in, like this first hour. It's really designed for people to be calling in, saying, hey, I want to share this, I want to share that. Once this get the going, the phone lines get the ringing, the chat room get the jumping, then maybe we'll look at addressing some of the challenges we have. But right now, I don't want to go there, and I don't think it's a good idea to go there. Some people say, well, you gotta talk about some of these things. I know, but you first got to have a relationship before you can rebuke anybody. So anyway, this show tonight is not about us. It ain't about me. It ain't about Donna. It ain't about Tanya. It ain't about Mars, if he calls, Mop, if she calls. It ain't about none of this. It's just about what we remember about Mama. Now, having said that, we might disagree. Let y'all know that right now. Everybody listening, and those of y'all going to be listening in the future, because y'all, Tanya, remember, you and Donna, that these shows are recorded. So whatever y'all say can be heard a year from now. Somebody can literally download these messages and put on their hard drive and have them forever. They are recorded, every one of these shows. So I know y'all going to be honest anyway, but just think about what you say before you say it. But anyway, let me just start with you, Donna, and then I'll ask you a second. What do you think so far of what you hear? I mean, honestly, you think it's a good idea? You think it might be something that's going to start slow? Or how do you think you heard me say what it's about? Do y'all got any suggestions on how to improve? Any suggestions, any ideas? Just let me know, because I don't have all the answers. I'll ask both of y'all. Just jump in.
I think it's
going to be. Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
I think it's a good idea. It seems like it's a show where it can be very informative for the family, like you say, for birthdays and anniversaries and any other thing. I think it's a great idea. And I also heard you say when companies are hiring and everything, and even like colleges and stuff like that. So I think it's a very good idea.
Yeah, and that's why what I hope is one day, maybe next week even, and I ask Marcus and Martin, and they're a little shy, but I think they're going to do it, because I'm going to try to bring on all three of them and let the three of them do a show, and then hopefully Chris will do a show. He can do a show away from Belgium. He called the other day. I mean, he really can host a show from Belgium. It's really easy. I just want different people to host it, and then I want us to be calling in, or everybody else to be calling in. But the goal is, this is when the show is at its peak to me, what I call it its peak, is when we can call the show, we can learn about jobs, and we can learn about opportunities, like Mark's going to call, talk about some things he's doing. He's really doing some good things. Somebody may want to join him. I just found out something today about some at the airport that somebody actually might want to be interested in. And some people may say, well, I don't want to work on one of these jobs. Okay, well, then you might like what Marsh is doing, where he's kind of more independent. Or you might like some people that's, you know, like Tanya, you said in the coffee thing, you might have a good time now to talk about that if you want to, or whatever you're doing. Because remember, everybody listening ain't all that's going to listen. Whoever's listening right now, or whoever's going to tune in later on in the show, that ain't all you're talking to. You're talking to everybody that's going to listen in the future. For instance, the other night I had 20 people listening, and I was saying, that's good, but be nice if more. Well, I went back 3 days later, and there was 40 people had listened to the archive. 40 people listened after the show went, well, 20 people listened after the show went off. Now, I ain't checked the numbers, but if I check the numbers now, I bet it's probably 50. So that means 50 people heard that show. So, like, if you want to talk about the coffee thing, Tanya, we're just going to wrap it up at 10. Hopefully Mars call in another 10 minutes. But if you want to talk about it a little bit, cool. And then Mars call in, he'll talk about his thing if he calls in. You know, Mars here, he might have other things to do. But I'm just saying they can always hear that. If they listen next week to it, if you say, look, I ain't got time to talk to you, but just tune into this show, go to Blog Talk Radio, listen to episode number 3, and I talk about the coffee there. And they go, oh, okay, do you leave the phone number? Yeah, I leave the phone number and everything. Just listen to the show, and they'll tell you everything. You can do it like that. I mean, I'm just saying we can use this show all kind of ways. And there are some other families that did this before, okay? I'm assuming. I don't even know. So I don't even know that that's true, but I know some other families are doing this. Don, what you think of the show? I mean, honest. Be yourself.
Honestly.
Be Donna.
I'm going to be Donna. I think the show is good, like Tony said, and like you said, it could be very informative. I like the song Ain't No Stopping Us Now. That's my favorite, most favorite song in the whole wide world, because I think that's the road we on right now. Ain't no stopping us now. And we just refuse to be held down anymore. So when you listen to the words coming from this show, this is going to prove just that, that we just refuse to be held down anymore. With the negative talking, the show is geared toward positive things. So with the words that we confess from our mouth, we want it to be the word strictly from God, whether it be important from, you know, the very parts that deliver spiritually, spiritual lives. And I got a quote that I want to give. I think it'll help because of what you're saying. I think it goes perfect with this show. The word of God released from your mouth will be planted in your heart. Faith is released from the mouth. Without faith, I mean, it's null and void. The mouth can only release what is in the heart. I'll say that again. The mouth can only release what is in the heart. So whatever's in the heart is going to come out through the mouth. So that's really good because you said you didn't want this show to be on anything negative. So faith in the heart that is released through the mouth can remove mountains. So that's what we want to do. We want to break down strongholds, move mountains, and build up. I think the show would be just great for that. It's just not for elderly. It's for the young. It's for everybody. So everybody can put their 2 cents in. So I think, yeah, it's good. We're starting somewhere. We're on the move. Yeah. So, and we will survive it. So this is perfect.
Like I say, if we keep it positive, in the future, okay, we can deal with all this, maybe we can start talking about a few little challenges, you know, because I know some young people got some challenges. They feel like nobody can, you know, blah, 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 blah. All right, maybe in the future, and see how we get more people in the chat room. Look at this. I don't know who they are. We got several family members in the chat room already. That's good. Keep them coming, y'all. And we have to repeat some of this stuff because some people just now tune in. But anyway, listen, the reason why I'm trying to keep this thing positive, because we all can go there. We start complaining, this will destroy this family. If we start talking crazy right now, we can destroy this whole family for the next 25 years. Depends on what you say, who you say about. But if you say something good, you can encourage. And I'm telling y'all, this family is too big. It is too big to see everybody. You know, I was thinking about Tasha. I went to Tasha the other day, and it was so good to see Gian and Giovanni and Gia. I mean, I love those kids, but I just don't seem to be able to have the time to drive way up to Denton. And I know, Donna, sometimes you'd be probably wondering where they at. But, and I know, you know, I don't get a chance to see Celeste and Caress and her children, which I love those little kids. You know, it was good seeing them last night. But I'm just saying I can't see them. I can't see everybody. But if, not all the time, I can see them, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying to see everybody the way I really should, Cherry and Yaeta, and go to the North Side. North Side to me is like going to Baghdad. I just never can get over there. But I'm saying if everybody can tune into this show, maybe next week it'll be somebody else hosting. Maybe, you know, you will host it, or Tanya might host it, whoever hosts it. I don't care. I can't do it every week. I mean, because, again, you know, it's just, it ain't even fair that I do it every week, even if I could. I don't want to anyway. But if we all share this and we all participate and call in with information you get, if you find out a good investment, hey, y'all, you know, this economy getting ready to collapse as we're hearing, but y'all need to be buying some gold. Let me tell y'all where to go get your gold from. You know, Tanya and Joel is always good about telling people how to save money. You know, like Joel knows of a good mechanic he's trying to get me to go to right now. Well, maybe if I share that or Joel share that, it'd be somebody saying, I'm looking for a good mechanic. Who? Who ain't going to rip me off? I need to know what's their name. We need a network. This is so much more than just socializing. This is an emergency. We got to have a network. You can't be running here by yourself, just you and your folk and no more. You're going to have a lot of people feeding you secrets. Some of y'all investors, y'all big time, y'all got a little money and you investing. All right, there are some people with some inside information in this family. They know some things. Hey, put your money here, put your money there. You know, so I just want people just to call in whatever level they got, whatever they got, and just share it. And some of y'all ain't got nothing but just a good joke. Some of y'all young people ain't got nothing but a good rap. Call in, do your little rap. Send me the audio, and I'll play your audio. Like I was looking for Donna's doing Tanya's music on YouTube. I can't find it. Did they take that off of YouTube?
It's still there.
Now, somebody just called. I ain't going to call their number out because they didn't press 1, so they want to be incognito. But we got another person just called on the phone lines, and so we got several people in the chat room. Anyway, I just want to thank every single one of y'all. Again, you listen to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. I got on the line Tanya Irene and Billy Rhymes' daughter and Donna Irene and Billy Rhymes' daughter. Who is Irene? Irene is Azalee, Caleb and Azalee Booker's daughter. Tonight we're spotlighting her. Now you probably say, how are you going to spotlight her? And she's not even here. I hear she's passed. Yes, she is, but her kids are here representing her. And we're going to interview Irene by way of interviewing her kids. Now, if you want to see a picture of Irene, simply click on the link. Some of y'all listening on the phone, you got to go to blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stone. 5_smooth_stone. 5 5_smooth_stone. That's after you go to blogtalkradio.com. And you'll see these pictures rolling. And, hold on, what is this? And you'll see Irene is the very last picture. What is this? This is, I got a picture in here that I didn't mean to put in here. This is all supposed to be about family. Did I get that wrong? Hold on a second, y'all. But anyway, Tanya, I want us to go ahead and start with Morrison, unless he called. I want to go ahead and start us a little early about Mama, because when we get to talking, I know what's going to happen. Bud said it. Bobby Baylor said it. Time flies too quick. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the picture here of Mama. If y'all look at these pictures that's rolling, the last picture says it's Irene, Verna Mae, Naomi, Emma Jean, all of the sisters together. I got to take this one picture out. Hold on a second. I tell y'all what, let me just go to a...
But said, how about this? While you're looking for the picture, straightening it out, won't you let Tanya, one of us, go ahead and collaborate a little bit on Mama?
Okay, well, I was going to wait till Mars come because he's going to talk about his little thing. And watch you call and just throw us. But anyway, Mars is supposed to call, talk about his business from 9:45 to 10, then 10 we start. But I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and just start. When he comes, we'll just let him do his thing, then we'll just pick up. So let's ask the first question. I try to ask the other guests. I try to ask everybody the same thing so we all know the same thing about these the guests. First thing is, if Mama was here, I would ask her, what is it you want to say to the family? Donna, you actually, Tanya, one of y'all got a recording. I know I used to have it, but I lost it. And one of y'all got it of a recording.
I have it.
So, well, let me let Tanya go first, Donna, because you're a little long-winded.
Okay.
What do you think Mama would say to the family if I was interviewing her right now? What do you think she'd say?
You know, I thought about today, and I thought, you know, this is kind of Mama's personality, which is a giving. So I think her thing would be, no matter what situation you're in or the circumstances that you may be facing, find the good in that situation and make the best of it. If it's giving of yourself, your time, or your talent, that's what she would say. Whatever you do to the best of your ability, give it your all. And that was Mama. You know, I looked at it and say, because of who she was, the hand that was dealt with her, she gave it her all. She did her best with what she had. She never looked at the bad. She always looked at the future. And she wanted, she made good out of it. So that's what really encouraged me, no matter what I'm going through or what I encounter. got to go on, like the song say. I believe I'll run on and see what the end's going to be. Because that's the way Mama lived her life. You know, she thought about others and giving of herself, her time, her talent, everything. Everything she had, whatever she had, if you needed it, it was yours. She didn't think about it the second time. So I think that's what she would say. No matter what you have or no matter what's going on in your life, give it your all. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Donna, same question. Then I'll answer that same question.
Well, the tape that you was asking about, I got it. She was praying for the family. But like Tanya said, to give life your all. But one thing I can remember her really pushing us with was to live, love, and to forgive. I mean, it does in life with the frustration that life can bring, the stress, and its failures. It was something about deliverance. In her words, deliverance is the children's bread. In order for us to make it to the next round, we have to first be delivered. We have to go to the Father to get rid of all those heavy weights and to move on. She never wanted us to stay still and be consumed by the problems that could get us down in life. But she meant that. But mainly, every day was prayer. Always keep God first in anything that you do, because there's nothing you could do without him. And to always know that if it's something that you can't handle, know that you can go to God and he will be there. You can go to him in prayer and he will help you through the storm. He'll get you there if you can get to him. And more than anything, last but not least, love, live, and forgive. And if we can do those three, hey, those are smooth stones for real. Those are three things that can move anything through Christ. So I think that's what she would say, you know, mainly to love, because see, a lot of us don't realize we love somebody until they're gone. And you really can't tell them when they're gone because they're no longer here. And you can't give them the roses to smell because they're no longer here. And you can't tell them how much you appreciate them because they're gone, they're no longer here. So if you can learn to live, love, and forgive, you know, in the moment, that's the greatest thing ever. Hold no grudges. Just know that people are human. We all make mistakes. But, you know, if you can get past that and realize that there's something more special in life, there's something very small that can weigh you down for minutes, hours, days, years. I mean, hey, that's what she would say. Live for the moment. Live as if it is your last, because tomorrow is definitely not promised.
I'm going to add to that and say that if Mama was listening, and again, folks, this is our angles on what we think Irene would say. We're interviewing Irene by interviewing Tanya, Donna, and Seth, myself. We all got different ways we probably would see. We probably wouldn't agree on some things, and some things will be a little different. Now, I believe if I was interviewing her right now, and I say, what do you have to say to the family? She probably have two messages, one to her immediate family and one to her sisters and nephews and nieces. What she used to say to us all the time is, all you have is each other. I remember that. Do y'all remember her saying that?
Yeah.
All you have is each other. Now, that could mean several things, I know. But what she would always try to get us to do is stick together and try to support each other, because she felt like all we have is each other. Just keeping it real, y'all. You want to know Irene, or do you want to know Irene? This is what I heard her say. Now, Mama loved her family. Mama loved her family. Sometimes I think Mama loved her sister's kids more than she did us, which she did, but sometimes it seemed like, because she loved, and I'm not going to call her names because I'm going to forget somebody, but she she just always talked. Every single one of her nieces and nephews, she had moments where she talked about them. I mean, I remember talking about Rose, and I guess I'm getting in trouble anyway. But I remember just talking about how crazy Tina was. I remember talking about Linda. I remember her baking Donald Jr. cakes, and I used to wonder, why he get a cake? She's always baking a cake, and she always thought Carlos was so intelligent. And she, even Gerald, I remember her a long time ago making comments about, Mama always has something to say about everybody in this family. She loved this family. That is the truth. And I think what she would say, she said it. I mean, what I'm about to say, she said it, man. Well, she took us to church all the doggone time. So that was her way of saying, go with God. I'm just going to keep it quick and short. Go with God. You know, somebody said, oh, that's just super spiritual. Well, that's just our mama. She was always talking about God. Did she talk about God too much? I don't think so. You can never get enough. We don't know enough about God as it is. But she showed enough talk. And when she couldn't teach us because she didn't know, we were there looking at all these preachers that were coming to pray at Faith Temple all the time. So, anyway, I'm going to now play a song. I asked Tanya what was Mama's favorite song. Tanya said, Have Thine Own Way. I asked Donna, and what did you say?
Have Thine Own Way, and How Great Thou Art. Those are two of her best songs.
Okay. Now, listen, somebody got their hand up. I don't know who it is, but I got to bring them in. I got a rule. If somebody has their hand up, we got to see what they want. So whoever is at area code 682-560, go ahead, you on the air. Who is this?
This is Caress.
Hey, Caress.
Hey.
Hey, Caress.
How's it going?
It's going now that you call.
That's great. That's great.
What's up? What you done called from a 682 number? How come you got a 682?
That's my phone number. That's my phone number. They 817 area codes are running out, so they got 682s and something else. So.
Oh, I thought you was out of. Yeah, that looked like an out of town number. I'm like, who is this? So, what do you think about this little blob thing? I mean, just be honest, be Chris. Tell me what you. I know you're gonna keep it real.
The blog thing or your question? Because I didn't read no blog.
No, the blog. No, when I say the blog thing, I mean this idea of talking and doing this show like this.
It's cool. Mama sent me a text saying that you was highlighting Granny, so I called in to see, you know, what was what. Because I know with the holidays here, everybody's taking inventory of what they gave and what they got and who's here and who's not. But in the end, I feel like you should cherish the ones who are here, and everything that you miss from the people who are gone, you should carry on with your kids because it meant that much to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, don't get depressed by, you know what I'm saying, oh, they gone, and oh, I miss them, because we miss them too. Even though we was kids when Granny died, I was 8. I can't tell you what she might say, but I know she was an example, and I know all her grandkids still remember that example because every time we talk, it comes up. And just because she lived it, don't mean that her prayers don't save us. She showed us how we're supposed to live. She walked by faith, truly. So we're supposed to, too.
Yep. You know, I make Mars mad sometimes because I be talking about some of the crazy stuff Mama did. Mars always want to just keep Mama like, she was just never did nothing wrong. And I said, boy, if Mama could hear you, she'll tear you off. Of course she did something wrong. So we just get these arguments all the time. But Mama was not perfect. Don't get me wrong. But I just, now that I'm older, Caress, all I can say is I feel what you just said. That's all I can say.
And that was wonderful, Caress. Truly wonderful. Because we can't live in the past. We got to take what she gave us and move forward. So what are we going to do today for the next generation to come? See, she planted the seed, so what are we going to do with this next thing that's coming about? She didn't want us to stay back in her time. We can't do nothing back in the past. So what are we going to do right now? And love and keep moving. Like I said, ain't no stopping us now. We got to keep on moving.
Well, y'all, listen, I'm going to do this real quick. I want y'all to all just take a deep breath And while you're getting something to drink, we gonna take these. I don't know about y'all, but I get to talk, and I got to have something in my mouth to drink after you talk. So listen, I'm gonna play this song. This was one of Mama's favorite songs for sure. Was it her favorite? Probably not. Maybe Tanya's right, have thine own way, because she used to make us sing that song every single morning. Man, I used to dread singing that song. All that hugging and, oh, my God.
Oh, that's all right. Caress, I love you. That's what she would make us do before she sang that song.
Yeah. But check this out, y'all. Anyway, y'all keep your phone lines quiet while I play, otherwise people are going to hear everything that's going on in the background. But check this out. This is one of our songs.
If you are happy to see Jesse Dixon here tonight, I want you to get your hands together for our great, great Georgia Welcome.
All right, that was it. Now, did y'all hear that okay, Tanya, Donna's caress?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. Or was it because it was a little static on my part, but I think that's because I'm the host that's doing that. But could y'all hear okay, Tanya and caress?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was one of Mama's songs, and so I'm going to try to get that other one up for us a little later on. But anyway, let me ask another question. The next question, it's going to be kind of simple, but some people need to know this. Now, I asked this question, so I got to ask us, because I do ask this question. What do y'all think would be, how do y'all think Mama want to be remembered? Well, I would say, Miss Irene, how would you like to be remembered? Tanya, you go first. Tanya?
I think she accidentally locked off.
Okay. Well, Donna, you go first, and then let Tanya go after you. How do you think Mama would want to be remembered?
About how she introduced Christ into our life. I think that's...
No. Hold on. You understand the question?
Okay, say it again now.
Do you understand the question? When I say how she want to be remembered, she's gone now, and she's being remembered, but how do you think she wanted to be remembered?
By her love that she put into and instilled into each one of her children and everybody that she knew. I mean, it's not so, I don't think she wants us to linger, because Mama lived for the moment. Everything was good about her, so she would want us to live.
Yeah, Donna, hold on a second. I gotta stop you now.
Okay,
what do you mean everything was good about it? Keep it real now.
No, everything
this
was good about her. She always helped people. That was her motive. That was her life giving. So she had her ups and downs, but for the most part, that she gave us, she taught us how to pray. She wanted to make sure we knew how to do that, just in case it was a day like today when she would not be present. She wanted us to know how to call on God. She wanted us to know that whatever we asked him for, to trust and believe that he was going to do it. And also she taught us to be givers. So,
there you go.
That's
all I'm saying. And let me, because
okay,
I know somebody listening. I know somebody listening and saying, what did he mean? I just don't want to angelify Mama, because I know I know if she was here, she'd be telling all us off.
Yeah.
So I just want her to be the real person that she was. I just want her. Hold on. Somebody.
Now, I'll say this.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. Somebody just text Arlene and said they can't hear anything. They can't look at this. Tell Seth he has dead air. There is no music. No anything. Whoever that is, tell him to call the phone, hang up and call the phone number again, because I got Caress, Tanya, and Donna all saying they can hear. Y'all can hear the whole song, right?
Yes, it's a little dry air on it, but, I mean, you can hear.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Anyway,
and I hear Caress really well. I hear you set really well.
Well, go ahead. I just want people to know the real person, because folks ain't crazy. They listen and say, what do you mean? They can't say nothing bad about their mama. So they have a tendency to not believe nothing. I want them to know that mama had challenges like everybody else. She lived in poverty for most of her life. Yes, a lot of us have different dads. I mean, I want to know the real deal. But through all of that, her faith prevailed. And that's
exactly what
makes the testimony really better. Because of the challenges. I don't want to make it like she's some angel that never thought one thing wrong.
That's not what I got from you, Seth. That's what I was trying to say. Yes, we did grow up in the projects. And yes, we grew up around a lot of stuff around us that wasn't right. But while we were in the projects on Stevenson Street and on 1200 East 13th Street and Butler Housing Projects, one thing she did do, no matter what our situation was, when we didn't have food, she taught us to get on our knees and pray, and it happened. She prayed and had so much faith that credit wasn't even thought of, and Mama had credit going because God gave her favor. So, and if she didn't have a car to get us around her six kids, we had to get Jack and Jill stepping. You know, we had to beat the street with our feet. So, no, she wasn't perfect. But what she didn't do, she didn't live a sinful life in front of her six kids. Now, I'm going to give her that credit on. And she kept us on our knees on that concrete. I mean, I thought she was crazy. You know, she could have got on some rugs or something, but we had to kneel, you know. And if we didn't say Jesus loud enough, sometimes she beat it out of us. You know that, mainly you said. And you let the devil act the fool and show up in you. What did she do? She say, you want the devil to, you want to act like the devil? Well, I'm going to beat him out of you today. I mean, if CPS was back then, she wouldn't have had none of us, because she did try to beat the devil out of us. That's a spiritual thing. You got to pray that demon out. But she tried to beat it out with a cast iron skillet. So, I mean, but she was a mother that did all she knew, and she gave us God. And she gave us her love, and more than anything, she gave. I'm like, how does she have the strength to give other people when she got six kids she need to be giving to? Why don't she sit down somewhere? But everybody respected her.
And that's true. And then, Tanya, I want you to go, and Caress, I want you to just listen and tell me what you think after we get through. You can judge us, I guess. tell us if we're crazy or not. But, okay. Donna, you're right. And Mama's funeral, I want to talk about that. That's another question I want to ask y'all. So get that in the back of your head, because I want y'all to talk about what do you think of those people in the altar call? A lot of people don't know nothing about that. We've never talked about it, really, ever. But a lot of people don't know what exactly happened at the altar call. A lot of those people that you just said Mama touched, just so people won't think we're making this stuff up, a lot of these people, when Mama died, was at her funeral, and a lot of them came down, a lot of those young people she tried to reach all her life, you know. I ain't going to call no names out, but a lot of those young boys, young girls came down. I wish we could have a picture of that altar call, because a lot of those people, Mama tried to reach me. Yeah, but anyway, Tanya, if you didn't get knocked off, who's still on, Caress? Caress, I wonder, was that Tanya that texted me? Somebody texted me and said they can't hear nothing. I don't know if that was Tanya or not.
She just texted me and she said she's going to call back because she said she was talking when you asked her to answer your question, but we couldn't hear, so she's going to call back.
Okay. But anyway, while Tanya called back, let me just tell you, answer the same question for me. Let me ask the same question I just asked Donna. How would she want to be remembered?
I think
Donna said it right. For a change, I'm going to have to agree with everything she said. After you know, she made a little adjustment because it sounded like she was trying to make her like her out to be this angel. But
wait a second. Well, make her rest. After you asked her question.
Well, hold on, Donna. Caress got plenty of time to talk here. Ain't nobody in no rush. But I think Mama want to be remembered by her aunts, by her aunt, her sisters, her cousins, all these Douglases, all these Bookers. How would they want to be? They know stuff about Mama we don't know. They know good stuff about Mama we don't know. Bobby Baylor named some stuff good that I didn't know. Let me bring Tanya in. I see her now. Okay, Tanya, you are now. Tanya, now you live. And hold on. Tanya, now you live. Say something, Tanya.
I'm here.
Okay, good. So there's some Bookers and some Douglas and people on the north side that know some stuff about Mama, both good and bad, that we don't know. So how would she want to be remembered? Them people got to remember her, too. So what does she have for them? I think she would say this. She want to be known as somebody that wasn't perfect, but in the end she gave her life to God, and she gave her children to God. And she did the best she could, and when she didn't know what to do, I can hear her saying this right now, I just took my kids and gave them to God, because I know at that church they're going to learn something. And that's what she did. So we got people like Sister Lee that done said something to us, Sister Kelly that done said something to us. So many people don't even like. I mean, they okay now, but back when we was kids, we didn't like a lot of these folk. Sister Cook said something to us. Sister Porter said something to us. You know, before she married Billy said something to us. Brother and sister, the Smiths said some, the Lesters said some. All these folks had a part in raising these kids, these six kids. And that's what Mama did. When she didn't know what to do, these people kind of picked up the slack and kind of said a little something here and there. That's how Mama wanted to be remembered. Somebody that tried the best to do what's right. Was she perfect? No. But she helped us. And, you know, I'm not trying to say we're better than anybody else's kid. I don't think so. I know I'm not. You know, I might not have done this, that, and another, but I did my own flavor. But I have got to say, for six kids raised in the projects by a single parent, I don't think you're going to find the kind of track record that we have. And that's giving all glory and praise to the Most High, not to us, because we some bunch of knuckleheads at the time. But I think, Mama, this is about her tonight now. Y'all listen to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. We're talking about Irene Booker Rhymes. We got Tanya on the line, Don on the line. We got Tanya's daughter, the one and only Miss Caress on the line. And we're just talking about Irene tonight. Now, Caress, I want you to go ahead and make your comment. Don was saying you was trying to make it. Then, Tanya, you have to answer the same question, if you don't mind, please. How do you think Mama want to be remembered?
I think she want to be remembered the way she is now. Yeah, y'all said it right. She went through a lot of things, and y'all live in the projects, but all I can remember anybody, and I still go to the north side sometimes just to sit with Amy on me because, you know what I'm saying, to me, she's the most honest, and I ask her questions sometimes, like, what my grandma like? What? She tell me the same thing that Mama told me. She said Granny never lied or never held nothing from y'all about her past. But in the end, she still say she changed. She seen a change, and she lived by faith. She was like, for y'all to live in the projects, y'all was the best kids out of the projects, kids, period. So who wouldn't want to be remembered the same way she remembered now, by living by faith, by walking by faith, by trusting God? Y'all had to pray. We had to pray. She moved right next door to us, had us running up that hill to Mary Louise Phillips so many times late for school because we had to sit there and hold hands and repeat after her. And, yes, I mean, come on now. Who wouldn't want to be remembered for anything other than that?
Yeah.
Anything else to me is vanity. That, to me, what she left behind, can't nobody replace. No, she wasn't perfect. But if I were to die, I wouldn't be remembered the same way. Not for none of the foolishness, but for living by faith and showing other people, sitting on, falling asleep on the phone, praying for people. That's what I want people to remember me for.
Oh, yeah. I love that, Cressa.
Did you say falling asleep on the phone,
praying for people. I remember that.
She did.
I remember
her
that.
Kids, sleep apnea. Come on now. You do it now. If anybody walk in the shoe, you do. You could be having a full conversation with you, and you could be standing up and fall asleep. Come on. You Irene number two.
crazy.
But I
Carissa
think
got some memories. Oh, shocking now. I didn't think she did that to y'all, Carissa. She did that to y'all, too?
Yes.
Oh,
Patty didn't want to come over there.
Y'all got the high ring bug.
We all stood in that kitchen holding hands. Mama be over there, too, eating oatmeal. I mean, you try to go to Granny's house with something different. You're going to eat oatmeal there. Mama still makes oatmeal almost every morning. I mean, and you're going to stand there and pray. Everybody in a circle, we're going to pray. Repeat after me. I remember the day.
Got it.
Who wouldn't want to be remembered by that?
Oh, yes. Shit, Caress, you know something? I think I'm going to start eating oatmeal again because I kind of graduated from there because we ate so much. But I got to kick that back into 2012. For real, for real. Wow.
You're crazy.
We got a laugh. This is good. It's good to the bones. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tanya. Same question. How do you think Mama want to be remembered?
One of her favorite words, only what you do for Christ will last. And that was, I think, that's what how she would want to be remembered. Because, I mean, everything she done, it was about Christ. Nothing else mattered to her, you know. And she always said, you better live as if it's your last day. You don't even know when he may come. He may come any time. But you better live as if he's coming to this very second. And that stayed with me. I think that kind of helped me stay out of trouble, too. Because I was like, okay, if I do this, God might come and catch me doing wrong, being disobedient.
Who's starting to show, right.
So, you know, that's the thing, you know. And no matter what we were going through, she said, you know, when we're going through things, she would say, baby, only God can get you out of this. You got to pray and talk to him. Yes, you can talk to me, and I can tell you things, but only God is the one that has the answer that you're going to need. You need to get along and spend time with him. You ready to have a test? I'm like, Mom, I'm going to have a test. She said, baby, you better pray. Before you write anything on that paper, you pray and ask God to guide your hands, open up your understanding, and help you remember the things that you studied. She said, God will do it. And I use those tools. I use them even now. So I think that, like she said, that's how she would want to be remembered. Really, only the things that you do for Christ is going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
you know
else?
What?
Hey,
good. Hold on,
Donna. That's what's going to last. That's what a lot of people remember. Not only that, they remember her cleanliness. You know, oh, you're going to bathe so many times a day. She's going to wash those clothes. Her house going to be clean. If she come to your house, she's going to do the same whether you want her to or not.
Yeah.
But don't use that. People are going to remember. And they, I mean, but the most important thing is what you do for Christ is going to last. Mm.
Go ahead, Don, what you were saying.
No, I just wanted to say this, like, this little blog thing, this little air thing is kind of good because what Tanya just said, I had totally forgot. Tanya, I thought she was just talking to me out of her six kids. I didn't know she told you the same thing. I mean, you really took it to heart. You know what I'm saying? Like the test. But I really tried to live like, ooh, I don't want to get in trouble because what if Jesus come today? I still think I'm kind of crazy and throwed a little bit because I still do that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't live because I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know you thought like that. I didn't know, honestly. You know how you got six siblings and you think, I don't know what's wrong. I just really thought that I was the only one. She probably was programming that in my head because maybe I was the baddest one. But actually, I'm glad you brought that to my, because I would actually pray when I didn't understand my homework. But, I'm being honest for real. I'm not even playing for real. I know she'd pray with us the same prayer, but I really thought in my mind that she really was just pushing that on me because maybe I was the worst kid. But it's really good to give me joy to hear you say, even today, you take those same techniques and you apply them to your life today. So this blog is really helping because it's bringing back a lot of memory because I kind of got stuck somewhere in this time zone.
You think this is something, Donna? You need to listen to Bobby Baylor.
When he was talking about Mama, will you tell me that little bit about who she was?
Hold on. I'm not just saying this to promote y'all going to the archives, but y'all got to go check out the archives and listen to Gula B talk about it was Dorothy Jean talk about how mean Kayla Booker was. You can understand. Remember Mama said that her daddy was mean.
Yeah, she did. I remember her saying that.
It's interesting hearing from somebody else's mouth, though. These are people
she
that
said
knew
it
them.
Too?
Who said it?
Dorothy Jean said he was mean too?
It was Dr. Jean said. She said, we live with... you remember Dr. Jean and Gula B as brothers and sisters. They're on that Booker side.
I didn't know that.
And they both lived with Big Mama and Grandpa
Daddy.
Caleb Booker, both of them. And she was talking about how he was very religious, always in church. He worked in the church, but he was stern. She say mean, but you know, back in that day, that means stern.
Right.
So it'll help you understand all of this. That's why we're having this blog. I'm not just doing it just to be talking, for real. This helps us. I mean, but that, I don't know which one I enjoy, because Uncle Bud said some stuff. I was like, what? I mean, it's just they know. They was there. And then when you listen to them, what Mama said, you say, oh, it makes sense. I'm telling you. Because I make sure when I ask them questions, I ask them questions specifically about Azalee and Caleb Booker and the girls and the boys raised by them. I mean, raised. So whoever I interview, I'm always asking questions, you know, so we can make sense out of, you know, who these people are and what, you know, how they link to the family. But anyway,
well, I just thank Tanya anyway for what she just said, because that just brought back a lot. I really do thank her for saying that. And I think what Chris said, because it just brought memories back. God, that's
good. I got a question for Chris, you and Tanya. What was Mama's favorite color?
Pink or peach?
I said pink.
Pink.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Who said it first?
That's good, correct?
Wow.
We got the same birthday. Granny meant a lot to me. She really meant a lot to me, y'all. She used to tell me how I was born. I thought I was like an angel or something. She was like, you was born with a veil over. I didn't understand.
With that veil over your eyes,
but she meant a lot to me. We had the same birthday. Like, she meant a lot to me, y'all.
Wait, Chris. Hold on. Back up, Chris. You and Mama had the same birthday?
Me, Granny, and Don Jr. got the same birthday.
Chris,
that's why Don Jr. got the cake, because we all got the same birthday.
I'm 54 years old. Why is it 2011, December, Christmas Day? I'm just now realizing. Y'all telling me you and my mama,
February 10th.
Your grandmama got the same birthday. God, that's, y'all, this is going, wow.
And that's
February 10th,
right? February 10th.
Wow.
Oh. Correct. Mine's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, Tanya, what did you say a favorite color was?
I said pink.
Guess what I
said. I said peach and pink, but it was, I know pink is in there, okay.
Well, guess what I say.
You say go get
guess
him.
What I say?
What?
I don't know.
Well, then you
just keep it real.
Really
keep it real.
I know peach.
Okay,
peach.
Listen. Let me ask y'all another thing. What was Mama's favorite food? This is gonna be controversial.
Oh Lord. You know what? I don't know, but I'm gonna say this. I swear it was some gravy, some flour and some water, or some sugar, some butter, and some water to make some syrup and bread. Because boy, it's some days we ain't have no food. You know that.
No, I can't say what it was.
Red beans and cornbread.
Tanya, what was the favorite Mama's favorite dish, for real?
Banana pudding.
She said this,
yep.
Tanya, not...
No, that's right, that's right. That was her favorite sweet. And what does she like to snack on? I agree. Don, you agree with that?
Yeah.
I agree. Now, what was the other snack? It was a snack.
Peanut brittle. Oh, not a log, Tanya. The log, Tanya. The white log with the peanuts. She used to get it from the Courthouse supermarket.
Peanut patties. She always bought them by the bag, and she always put them up so we wouldn't eat them. All up.
That's why I eat like peanut patties, so she started that.
That's
she
likes
them
loud,
too, with them nuts.
And Morris are calling it with some probably different answers, knowing him.
Okay,
but
so what do you remember?
I remember peanut patties, to them little red peanut patties. I see them, there's a lot of sugar in that, boy, I'm telling you.
I'm going to say she liked them German chocolate cake because I used to take the icing off them cakes, child, and get my butt whooped.
Okay, hold on, so everybody know that. Everybody's saying, oh, I didn't know Irene liked peanut patties, but let's move on. Who was her mentor? Who mentored her? Who did she talk? What older people did she look up to?
Sister Cooper. Sister Cooper.
I agree with that one.
Sister Cooper.
I agree with that one.
But she talked about Bobby Baylor all the time when it came down to books.
Yeah, she sure did. Okay, now, a lot of y'all don't know about this Wings Over Jordan. Mommy used to sing in the choir. I'm going to let Donna tell you. Donna, please rap. So do it about 4 minutes. Just let everybody
about
know.
All I know is that she said she sung in the Wings Over Jordan choir. And I didn't know how much that was important to her or what big role it played. But when I tried to do a little research to find out a little bit about, you know, who she was and who the family was, everybody told me that, you know, when she got out of school that she really wanted to join this choir because it was a popular group. And she sung in the choir, and that was a great thing for her. So, I think one of the sisters had mentioned that she sung until Madea made her stop because of all the racism and how dangerous it was going into the different cities. And that's about all I know. You know, I heard her talking about it, but that's what I got from the others. And I'll say this, in trying to find out that information, you know, I was asking God, were we failures? And then that's when he reminded me about Mama singing professionally. And then you all came. No. Then Tanya, Bobby, and his sister recorded this song, and he made mention of that this is played all over the world. I'm like, what are you talking about? But then when I heard the song, it blew me away because Tanya was just like a freshman in high school. And I had just came out just a little bit, but the harmony was just crazy, just off the chain. I couldn't believe four people did that, but it was two kids that was there that just, I mean, it was crazy. And then you all danced and was opening up for shows, and it was absolutely crazy. Hold on,
let me correct you on one little thing. I dancing had nothing to do with. Well, I
no, I'm just
was.
Saying coming from the
hold on, let me
mama.
Tell you what the dancing was. It was God. It was the Most High, but it wasn't something we supposed to do in church. I don't think it was a distraction. Had we not danced, we probably have about 15 kids running here. So the dancing, just like the rapping is, I think with Josiah and a lot of these other kids. In order to rap, you got to sit down. Use your mind, think of raps, and it consumes a lot of your time and your foolish moments. And that way, by the time you wake up, when you get done rapping or whatever, you age where you can go do something more productive. The dancing kept us tied up. We had to make those moves right. We had to go get uniforms. We had to call shows. We had to book. We needed a booker. I mean, we were serious about dancing, but we needed it was a distraction by the Most High. That's what I believe.
But now what I was saying was I wasn't going into that, but I was saying it was greatness as far as my mom and as far as who we are. We could be anything we want to be. We didn't have to be just the kids from Butler Housing Projects. And it was just not kids from a woman who had a bunch of kids out of the projects. But that the fact that she made it, she did sing. We did have a record that played all over, and that was great. Me, Tanya, Bobby, and his sister. Then you all did dance. I don't care what it was, you did do it, and you were those kids out of the projects. And then not only that, then you had Taurus that actually did a song, wrote a song, and it played Paramount Pictures, paid him to play his song on The Last Dance, Say The Last Dance, in 2005. Then there was Kenny, who went to Mexico and recorded, and it was in Spanish, but it hit number one on the charts. This is Mama Seed is what I'm talking about. So whether it was distraction or whatever, I'm saying just because we grew up in the projects, a mother named Irene with her six kids, we weren't doomed for failure because that seed still lives today. All of her kids, there is Tanya, who wanted to go to school to get her degree, who stayed, on the dean's list. You went to school, and you were in accounting and did great. But guess what? Tanya Dim is very successful today without a degree. It's greatness in her seed. I listened to Kress. Kress is very wise for age. That veil, it is true, I guess, because she's a very wise kid. There is Amapi, there is Morris Wayne, there is Josiah, there's me, there's my kids, there's Putt, there's his kid. Look, I mean, we just got to step out of that negative world and step into the real world, and guess what? See what the real plan was for God in our life.
Now,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Some of them people you name is kooky. I'm just joking. I just had to throw something
out of the line. I'm going to got to check
my own. Let me just say this. Listen, on a serious note, I'm just joking, y'all. I just had to throw something in there. I like to make it laugh every once in a while, but Donna is right. Donna is right. Coming out of the projects, I don't want to talk about it because it sounds like we're boasting on ourselves, and I'm not going to do that. But all I can say is God has blessed us. I mean,
yeah.
I got my own issues. I'm definitely nowhere near I plan on being. But for real, she is telling the truth. Everybody has done a lot further than what they said we was going to do. All right, here's another question. I was just joking, y'all. If anybody was a kooky person, be me. All right, any regrets? If Mama was talking and say, well, there's the one thing I regret, I ask everybody come on this show, this y'all, so that I'm not just talking to Mama. I mean, I wouldn't just ask to her. I asked everybody. I asked Bobby Baylor. Any regrets? I asked Uncle Bud, any regrets? I asked everybody, what would you say, if I can do it all over again? I do remember hearing Mama say that a few times. If I can just do it all over again.
Just
finish
let the one she knows love her.
Oh, hold on, Donna, hold on. Tanya, you ain't said in a while. If I can do it all over again, finish that.
I wouldn't let fear cripple me.
That's true. That's not right. I'm going to try to answer it. Tanya, that was a quick answer, but that's probably the answer. I think she would say, I think Mama had issues with the men in her life that, and I'm just being real, this is keeping it positive and upbeat, but regrets mean the word regrets. Mama would say that she wished that she would be more wise where men was concerned. You know, women want to be loved and want to be taken care of, and everybody come along and saying, I want to love you and take care of you. Ain't, you know, it don't mean we wouldn't exist. It just means we all have, you know, dad probably. I think Mama missed those days. I remember Morris actually told me this. This is on Morris. He needs to have called. I don't know where he at, but he said, and I don't remember this, but Morris, I believe it. He said, he asked Mama, they're having a reunion up at the IM Turtle, and it's your class. You going? And she said, boy, think about them people. He said, Mama, why ain't you going? All these people, this is all the people you know. And then she said something to the effect, Morris can tell you, I bet not can. I'm probably going to get it wrong. But she said, boy, I ain't got what they got, and I ain't trying to be up there with them fake people, something like that. Now, that to me sounds like the regret part. I think Mama would have been a little bit more careful with relationships. Some people, not just men, some of these women. I think she would have handled a lot of people a little different. I think she would have got in church a little sooner. So what can anybody listening to this interview with Irene through her kids learn? Get in church sooner. Be careful with your relationships with men and women. Everybody say they love you and they want to take care of you. They might mean it in their own head, but that don't mean it's for you. And that's what I get. I can hear her still saying that. You know, I can hear her still saying that. You know, and that's why people be saying, well, your mom was on welfare. How can you ever say that that was a success? I had somebody tell me that one time, and I sat them down. When I got through with them, they was like, I ain't never saw that angle before. I say, listen, my mama had to went to work and left the six brothers and sisters I have. If she had to left the brothers and sisters that I have at home with nobody, and
but
with them little babysitters we had, there is no doubt in my mind three of us would be dead. The other three that's alive would probably be wanted by, I mean, just look at our friends. Look at the people we hung around.
No,
I don't call
them
that.
That's not
but
true.
Listen, Donald. If Mama had went to work and would not have, see, welfare, you got to know, God knows what's best. Mama did the right thing by taking that little aid and staying at home and be up there talking to every one of our teachers.
Yeah.
She knew every one of my teachers.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mom before she
and
passed.
And had a relationship with them.
Listen, how many parents can do this? Mama can name every one of your teachers, Donna. Could she not?
Oh, yes, she could.
She could name every one of my teachers.
Listen.
She could name every one of Now, right now, think about Taurus. Name all his teachers. I ain't going to put you on the spot.
But if I
say name all of Tasha's teachers,
I
say name all of Tasha's, you just have three kids.
I can't.
I got three with Kenny, my stepson. I can't name all of Kenny's teachers. Mm-hmm. I can't name all of Josiah's teachers. Mama had six kids and could name all their teachers. And check this out. The teachers knew her.
Oh, yeah.
Where your mom at, baby? Where your mom at? Now, that to me is something. I can't even do that. I can't do
that. Hold on,
Seth.
Hold on,
Seth. Hold on,
one more thing, Donald.
If Mama had worked on, got us out of the project because she had two jobs and she was working at here and there and the other, we would have not had her there. Whoever would have been there would have had a different set of morals. They would have been cleaning every doggone 5 seconds, moving furniture around, washing curtains till you could see through them, washing underwear so they fell apart through all that bleach. We wouldn't have had the ethics we have with cleanliness. We wouldn't have been taken to church that much. We wouldn't have knew about the Bible. We wouldn't have been able to quote chapters. We wouldn't have had the kind of history we had Mama got off assistance. I say this to single mothers. If you don't have a man to take care of you, and there is no way, I'm talking about if there really, really, really is no way, it's not a bad idea to get on that for a season to help you. You know what I'm saying? Donna, you talk about all this, and I'm sure I'm going to shut up, but you remember when you worked at General Motors? Remember Tasha was at home all the time and you got upset about
that?
Yeah. I'm done talking.
No, and you're right, Seth. I value everything that she did because look at the kids today. Everybody trying to have this and have that. Who's raising the kids? It's the hands that rock the cradle. And when your kids fall in the wrong hand, you have nobody to fall but yourself. But Mama didn't do that. She didn't do it. I mean, we done talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly. But, I mean, for us to get up in the morning, have to clean up, moving all the furniture, y'all had to get to the wash tree, wash and dry them clothes and fold them up and be there before that yellow bus pulled off. Miss that every single day. I mean, that's history. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like Tanya said,
about the fear, yes, but also I think Mama would say to love today. Be able to hug your children, tell them you love them, embrace. If she could do it again today, because, see, sometimes your kids have to know that. And another thing that I saw her do, she didn't whoop her grandkids like she whooped us. She actually went to college to learn how to discipline, how to understand. She didn't whoop her grandkids, and she knew that it wasn't all in whooping. And I praise her for that, because she did only what she knew. But she had to whoop up, especially me, because I was a humdinger. So, you know, but she didn't repeat that with her grandkids. But I did know when she wrote her letter, she said, you know, to my precious fat little baby girl, but when you was a baby, you were fat, it was cute. But now that you're grown and being overweight, it's not cute. And she said that she loved.
Hold on. People don't know what you're talking about.
No, I just said she wrote a letter before she died, and she said that she said to my fat, precious baby, my overweight precious baby. She said it was cute when you were a baby, but when you're an adult and the overweight. She said, it's not good for you. But she said, I want you to know that I love you. But that was something that me and Mama couldn't say to each other, those words, that four-letter word. We couldn't say it. I really do believe in my heart today, if she could do anything, she would embrace each one of her children. We knew she loved us. But, I mean, it's like that with me. It's hard for me to say that to my children. But we're trying to break those strongholds down because it's something that we need. It's something that you got to hear. Just like she needed to hear that we loved her. She needed to feel our hugs. She just needed that. And I took her to be the superwoman. But she's not no superwoman. She's human. And if she could change anything, she would change that. Sometimes we look for love in all the wrong places. We just need to love and encourage one another. And more than anything, love and encourage yourself, just in case if you don't get it from the one that you love. Know
okay.
that you are loved.
I want to say this here.
Go ahead, Tommy.
That was correct.
The one thing that I can say that I remember Mama saying over and over again, you're going to reap what you sow. She said, so it's good to sow good so that you can reap good, okay?
Right.
Another thing is that I don't want no one who may listen to this recording later to think Mama lived on welfare, because Mama worked, but Mama helped. Mama had a lot of health issues that didn't allow her to stay on a steady job very long.
Right, Tom.
Mama worked. Post office. Mama worked for a judge. Mama worked at different other places, as well as Mama was very much involved in the community. Mama and Miss Glory, and I can't even think of the other lady's name, they actually started the Angel Tree, but it would not
they
be.
They sure did.
If you go back and research it, it would not track back to them. But they are actually the ones who started the Angel Tree because Miss Gloria's son was in prison. And they said, you know what, I wish I can give my son a gift, my son's children a gift, and put his name on it as if it came from him. So her and Mama said, why not? And they started it. And then after Gloria wrote and told her son, he had other inmates that wrote them and said, look, I have children out there. Can y'all please buy a gift for them and attach my name to it?
Sure did do it.
So there are things that Mama was very much, she was very much involved in the community. She was very much involved in the Girl Scouts, very much involved. She wasn't just Mama that sat around. She was involved in the community. She was over the different things, the different organizations. But her
health
allowed her to work on a full-time job constantly. So that's why, and that's how Mama ended up being on welfare. But she didn't let welfare cripple her.
You're right, Tanya.
She was very much respected in the community. and she was very much known.
Yeah.
That's why you need all of us. Hold on, hold on. That's why you need all of us talking. Because my mind right now, when I think of Mama, my mind goes back to the bus rides and all of that, the time when she was on welfare. It seemed like we had the most fun then. But you're right, Tanya. I remember her being over the PTA. I remember her trying to, y'all got to imagine this. I remember her having, now y'all got to know how big the projects is. It's huge. Mama had a weenie roast, and I promise you, one kid out of every household must have came. And
with
she had enough weenies for all of them. But it was bigger than a weenie roast. The weenie roast was about Mama would actually sit out there in the yard and embarrass us by talking about Christ. You know, when you're little, that ain't cool. Now looking back, it's cool. But when you're little, that is not cool. Your friends.
Right.
But my friends loved it because they thought Mama was cool because they had free wieners on the little hangers, marshmallows sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
They thought Mama was cool. We just didn't think she was cool because we was embarrassed to talk about Christ.
God.
But those little kids, a lot of them grew up, and those are the ones that lead me to my last question that was at that funeral. And, but Tanya's right. That's why you need all of us to say, because, see, I didn't even think of that, but she is right. Mama was always involved, just like Bobby Baylor said she was doing in high school, always trying to, you know, do this, and so was he. So Mama continued that in the projects, trying to organize those, the little PTA thing. I remember when a man got beat up in the old project, she was with one of the ladies that tried to have this boycott. They all painted these signs and put it up in the front of the yard, stop police brutality. You know, Mama was very involved. You know, a few things she tried to have up at that center, the rental center. You know, she always was trying to preach to those kids and even their parents. So, Tanya, that is very, very good on your part to bring that up. Very, very good to bring that up. Very good. So let's talk about one more thing, y'all, and that is going to be, I told y'all time was going to fly. Let's talk about the funeral. What it did for you, a lot of people, that was the last time they saw Mama, those listening. We got several people listening. They ain't saying nothing. There's people listening, y'all, right now. And remember, y'all not talking for just the people that's on the line now, but the people that will listen later on that's going to get these Facebook reminders and call later. So the funeral, quickly, we got literally 12 minutes. What did you think of it? What do you remember? You know, I remember several things that happened. Everybody seemed like had a visitation. I don't know how true it is, but I heard, I think Joel lost his breath. Tanya, you can talk about it if you want to. You don't have to. He was short of breath or something that had to do with that, with Mama passing. I remember Mars taking off work, didn't know what was going on, but he felt the urgency, something was wrong. I remember Josiah was at the O'Hare Airport, and he wasn't numbered about 3-4 years old, looked up at us as we'd run into the terminal and say, "Will you remember me when I'm gone?" Look, kids don't talk like that. I don't care who they are, what ethnic group they are, but you ain't been to no airport and some kid look up at you and say, "Will you remember me when I'm gone?" It was almost like Mama was saying, "Will y'all remember me through?" And somebody might say, "Well, that's spooky." Well, I don't know. I don't know. Spirituality sometimes is spooky. But different people, the biggest thing I thought was what happened with Amos. And Amos is my biological father. Obviously, Billy raised me. But Amos, you know, he is my biological. He was reading a letter that Mama and him, when they dated thousands of years ago, he had just happened to pull this letter out, just happened to be reading this letter. And just what Tanya said earlier, what if Jesus come, that was a part of that letter. Amos had the letter, and he read it to me. And I saw with my own eyes. Mama said, "I'll talk to you later, my love." Just being real, y'all, okay? I know it might not be politically correct to say all this, but this is the real deal. This happened, okay? She said, "I'll talk to you later, my love. This may be the day that the Lord called me home." What if this is the day that Jesus called me home? The same verbiage Tanya said earlier, and she signed the letter the same time. That's
right.
What was the trip. The same time Mama fell and passed away is the same time on that letter. If you don't believe me, get the letter and see for your own self. Everybody was having these experiences. Everybody was having these experiences. I know I probably should mention, you know, Amos is my biological. There's no doubt about it, and I respect him
for sure, because he had, you know, Amos is Amos. He had done some things to help me out in my life. And so that blessed me, though, when he shared that with me. That showed enough blessed me, and I thank him for sharing that with me. But, Tanya, you, I mean, different people had experiences. Y'all, we got about 10 minutes. The funeral. The funeral. What did it do? How do you remember it? Any words, if any? Go ahead. And for sure, caress you, too. As a matter of fact, you go first, please.
The funeral, I was numb to. When Granny died, we just got out of school. We was coming down the driveway in the apartment. I promise you, Mama jumped out the car. She did not put the car in park, but that car parked. She said, go upstairs, and that was it. The funeral, I was numb to it. I really thought that, you know what I'm saying, that she wasn't dead. I felt like she was one of the people in the Bible that Jesus was supposed to raise from the dead. That's what I was waiting for. But I was numb the whole time. I remember looking in the rear view. Mama said, turn around. And we just seen mountains and mountains and mountains of cars coming to the grave site. I felt like I was at a movie star's funeral. Like, that's how much people loved her and remembered her. That's all I remember. But at the funeral, I was numb to it. I couldn't believe it. But I saw how many people she had impacted and cared enough to come. I mean, it was, when we were standing at the gravesite, people were still pulling in. That's how many people was there. That's what I remember.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, and I feel like you, Caress, because I did some things. I definitely was out of it. Go ahead, Don. I'm going to let you go now. Cause I better let Tanya go because you long-winded. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. why Tanya, go ahead.
Oh, I just remember that the day that Mama died, we were standing out in the bed talking about the Lord, and she was, her and the manager and myself, and she was trying to get my the manager to okay my best friend to move into those apartments. And she said she's a single mom. She said she's raising two girls. She said she's done a wonderful job. She's not the type of young lady in any kind of trouble. She just needs to move in a better community. She said, and I just think this is the one for her. And the manager had just okayed. I had gone up the hill to get the girls, and I came back, and Mama was on the ground. But I remember that, and then I remember when George came home, he said he was on his way home, and his breath, he said it's like someone put their hands over his nose and his mouth, and he couldn't breathe. And it had never happened to him before. He said, I could tell you exactly when your mom passed. And I thought, wow. But I remember looking down and saying, because Mama had a habit of falling, she was clumsy. And I thought, that is clumsy. How could she fall? There's no oil out here. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, look at your mom. And it took me back to in July, when he had spoken to me at church, and he let me know my mom wasn't going to be with me that year. And I thought, well, you did tell me that, didn't you? And I just felt, you know, and when I looked down in her eyes, and I said, she's gone. And she don't want to come back here. Because she kept saying, whenever he's ready for me, I'm ready.
Excuse me, Donna?
I'm going to wrap it up. Got to do it really fast. But Tanya said
it
right.
I want to play Have Donna Way to wrap it up. So, Donna, go ahead. You got about 3 minutes.
Okay. I remember when Mom was out there talking to Miss Beckman about Tanya's friend. But what was really crazy was I went to the doctor. I had taken Tanya to see, get her hair done. And I took her to let Mama see it. And Mom said, okay, that's good. Now take her to school. And I went to go get a car because I had never been to a football game before. And I rented a Lincoln so that Mama could go. And when I went downtown, it was like the rapture had taken place. There was no cars on the highway going or coming off of the Henderson exit. And I went into Budget, and I thought everybody had really left me, and I was left behind. And I was calling, and they said, Miss Smith? I said, yeah, we got your car. So when I got back, before I went to the doctor's office, and it was a two-year-old baby, and the mama left her in the waiting room. Who leaves their baby? And when she left, the baby acted like Chucky. She jumped up and said, you know, when the brain, I'm like, what are you talking about? And she just kept it, da 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 2 years old. And I'm like, and the woman said, I said, oh, you talking about the movie Flatliners?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. And the nurse, seeing that she was getting on my nerves, and she said, ma'am, you got to come get your baby. Well, when I got home with the car, when I didn't even throw my car in park, and I jumped out, and I said, Tanya, what's going on? I told Miss Beckman she needed to get a doggone fence up around these apartments. And Tanya said, hush, girl, they trying to help her. And I'm like, help who? And I looked, and I seen her legs, and I said, oh, my God. And I thought about it all the time. I said, well, when I hit Lotto, I'm going to tell my mama I love her. And when I hit Lotto, I'm going to buy her a nice home, and I'm going to buy her a car. And something told me to look in my mama's eyes. It wasn't nothing they could do to help her. She was gone. I said, okay, mama, you a prayer. You know how to pray. But I knew she didn't want to come back. I knew she didn't. But what was crazy, when I got to the hospital, the doctor grabbed my arm and said, baby, it's okay. Before she even hit the ground, she was flatlined. I said, oh, my God. That's what the two-year-old was telling me. And I'm good with it, because mama let all of us know before she left here that she was leaving, and it was all good. So that's what I mean. And the funeral, I ain't never in my life seen that many people give their life to Christ. Never have I ever seen that many people go to the altar. And that was great. And what was really crazy is we videotaped the funeral, and everything that was at the end of the tape was at the beginning of the tape. Now, how crazy can that get? Hmm. Don't even know how that happened, but that's the way it came out.
Well, listen, we got to wrap it up, y'all. I'm going to end this with playing How Thine Own Way. Tanya was saying that, and I agree. This is what we do every Sunday night. We showcase somebody. Tonight, if y'all just tune in, hopefully y'all tune in earlier. This is the Booker Douglas Friends and Family Network. We've been talking about Irene Booker Rhymes. We've interviewed Irene Booker Rhymes by way of interviewing Tanya, Donna, Seth, and yes, Caress. So, y'all, if you want to know Irene, the real Irene, not what you heard, not what you saw wrote somewhere, we got 90 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and play Have Thine Own Way. But this is our mother. This is the Irene we knew. Now, Morris and Moffitt can call in and add a little bit to it. And I'm sure Billy could for sure. Putt could if he was here. But this is four versions of Irene Booker Rhymes. So I'm going to go out with this song. This was another one of her songs that we, oh, my goodness, had to play all the time. I mean, had to sing all the time. Have thine, oh, me and Morris used to hate this song. But we've come to understand what it was all about. And I just thank Mama for introducing Dodd to us and Prayer Faith Temple. Yes, even Prayer Faith Temple. And there's nothing else to say. I'm trying to find the song. I just had it, and here we go. So this is Have Thine Own Way. Thank you, Caress, Tanya, Donna, for the interview. And, y'all, we're going to go out with this song, okay? And y'all join us next week, 9 to 10, all right? This is Have Thine Own Way.